Okay, we are rolling.
We're doing it.
This is it.
Here we go then.
Yeah, I'm Michaela.
I'm Peyton.
And this is the Diaper Dandies.
This is the Diaper Dandies.
Let's go. I come on. Oh God.
So weird.
Just to give you guys a visual of how we're starting this podcast off, I've got a black coffee in my left hand, I've got a Manhattan in my right hand, and Michaela's cooking cabbage for dinner.
Nice and farty.
Gonna shit my pants.
And then we're going to yoga.
And then, yeah, and then we're going to winter solstice Yule yoga, where we're expected to, you know, be really be on our A game, really be looking good, looking tight. No one's expecting. Okay, my friend teaches this yoga class. No one is expecting us to look good.
I was looking at you with wide eyes like, fuck, are we?
I saw your face. No, our friend teaches this class. No one's expecting us to look good or look tight, but they are expecting us not to blast sharts.
They probably are expecting the clean environment.
Yeah. Just
unpolluted air.
Yeah, because she's also going to be live streaming this, so if we waltz in... two Manhattans, two cups of coffee, and some boiled cabbage deep, and we start ripping farts on the live cam.
They'll be leaking out.
They're gonna be leaking out.
No control over the hole. But that's actually, okay, so to a yoga teacher, and this is bizarre, but if you, this is so fucking weird, but like it's kind of a compliment if you have a student that relaxes to the point where they like, fart or fall asleep, like these things are like, wow, like they really got in their zone, like they were super relaxed. So maybe this is what will happen, scenario for you. We get there, first two farts are released. She smirks. She finds it flattering. Then another one pops off. She might whip her head around. What's going on? It's a little bizarre. Yeah. Never had this many. And then they just keep sounding like trumpets. Horns in the distance, the winter solstice trumpets.
The trumpets of Yule.
The trumpets of Yule. Yes, it's very festive, these farts. Dead air. It's really warm in here.
Fuck. I'm dripping sweat. I'm taking my shirt off. I'm taking my jacket off.
I can smell my bra sweat. You know, that's got a distinct smell.
You wear a bra one. Do you want... Okay.
I never
some
wear
people,
bras.
I don't wear bras either, but sometimes, you know, sometimes there's a certain shirt where it's like, it's so crazy for me to not have a bra on.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I'll wear my bra one time. And I remember, like, growing up, my mom would be like, you don't wash your bras every day. Like, you wash your bras, like, maybe twice a week, you know, when it gets really stinky. I wear my bra one time to a dinner, and I come home. It's a sweet stench.
Ooh, that sweet BO.
It's that sweet BO in my nips.
Right. It's centered around the nips. There must be... What are those called?
Glands.
There's glands there, yeah.
Sugar glands.
Sugar glands, for sure.
But it's I wear it once, and it's that sweet, sweet rot, and I have to wash it, and so my bras disintegrate.
They're done for quickly. Yeah. It's like if you wash your jeans constantly, and you wonder why they don't fit. After 1 month.
And you blow the crotch out, and then the crotch blows out because the jeans are so tight.
Do other people blow the crotch? Okay, I genuinely don't. I mean, I know that we blow the crotch out, but I genuinely don't know if it's common to blow the crotch out because I don't feel comfortable enough bringing it up to anyone else.
I don't think that people are blowing the crotch out of their jeans at the rate that we are.
What are we doing?
Let me tell you what we're doing. At a certain point, when I was super broke in my early 20s, I was blowing the crotch out of my jeans at a rate where I couldn't afford to replace them. So I would wear my crotch hole blown out jeans to a shift at work.
At Cilantro. Oh, shit.
I would have to wear a flannel tied around my waist to cover my butt and have the sleeves hang down over my crotch so people couldn't see that I had a blowhole in my jeans.
Okay. But the issue with that is, which that's a little sneaky maneuver to cover it up, smell.
I'm glad you broached the topic.
The now stench. There's a hole that's just releasing that perhaps sweet, sweet, stanky BO down there.
The pussy thigh crack.
Yeah.
BO.
Uh-huh.
That's also specific because it creates a film.
In the jeans, right?
It creates a film in the jeans. It creates like a substance that you could scrape off with your fingernail solid. And it reeks.
It's and when we were saying like blowing out our jeans, that's what I was thinking of too. Like wearing jeans constantly.
Yes.
And this was, you know, mostly in the early 20s, because those were some dirty, dirty years.
Dirty and dark.
Yeah, very dirty and dark. But wearing jeans constantly without underwear so that your discharge just becomes a part of the jeans. It doesn't matter how many times you wash those jeans, they're a part of it. Like when you were here the other day and we were taking photos for Depop.
Yeah.
I had you put on those jeans and I literally rolled them inside out real quick and got them up in my face, took a quick peep just to make sure they weren't one of the ruined ones.
I missed you doing that. But no, I didn't catch a whiff.
I was sneaky. There was nothing. They were clean. They were good to go.
Yeah, they seemed fine. I didn't feel that tight cardboard feel.
Right, there's a crust.
There's a crust. For sometimes, sure. This is a crazy thing that I used to do when I was also poor. If my jeans, because I would... In my depressed 20s, I would fluctuate weight so much.
Yeah, naturally.
And I didn't want to buy new pants when I was down weight.
Because you knew.
Because I knew. I'm going to gain the weight back. I'm going to get depressed and not eat, and I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get depressed and go to Taco Bell every night. I'm going to gain weight. Right. So when I was in that middle stage, I had a certain pair of jeans that I would wear.
Oh.
That I would consistently not wash and consistently discharge in. Until it piled up inches high.
Oh.
And then that made my jeans fit me.
Oh! So it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out.
Oh, so the discharge worked out.
It became, like, you know when a pair of your shoes don't fit well, so you get those little jelly things that you stick in the bottom, like on the back of your like Achilles.
I've heard of those.
To make your high heels fit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I did that with my jeans and my discharge.
Very natural approach.
Holistic.
Very. This shit is making it sound... No, I mean, we basically just admitted we have the nastiest, stankiest, dirtiest pussies in the city. I mean, we don't. They smell good.
Our pussies smell really fucking good.
Like...
Our pussies smell good.
Our pussies smell so fucking good. Like, my pussy just smells so good. Lilacs, that's what they tell me.
Me too.
Oh, that's cool.
My pussy doesn't smell bad. It smells good.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah.
So.
They smell, our pussies smell really good.
They smell good. Like. Yeah, so anyway. So a lot of people have been messaging us about coming onto the podcast.
And it's like, if you're a friend, that's great. Like, that's something that we want to have in the future. But I've been getting a lot of messages from the most off the wall. Inappropriate characters.
Like who?
My fucking third cousin removed. He's 87 years old. He's on his deathbed. He's on his deathbed in the hospital saying, hey, can I come on as a fucking guest?
He literally has what the health professionals deemed the most contagious strain of COVID possible. And he's sending Peyton messages every single fucking day begging us to come to my house to be on here. I mean, it's getting pretty ridiculous.
And he's not talking. He's not talking once I'm this dangerous, horrible mutation of COVID-19, the novel coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Free. Once I'm free of this, I'll come on your podcast. He's talking now.
No.
He's talking my content, can't wait, gonna give you my strain, gonna kill you.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
And he's 87 years old. And he's expecting that.
Her third cousin's 87 years old.
My third cousin is 87 years old, and you know what's crazy is I'm his aunt. It's one of those situations where it's like, oh, my sister's my brother. My mom's my grandma.
One of those. Cousin.
My third cousin, who's 87.
Is your dad.
I'm 27. Not only is he my dad, but I'm his aunt.
It's...
And he's my ex.
There's a lot of things. But it, if you actually, like, pause this right now and you, like, take a moment to think about it, it does make sense.
Yeah, if you're not stupid and you can, like, look at a family tree and understand that, like, you understand that this is, like, right. You can follow the directions.
Can be my dad and my ex at the same time. Someone sent me a message asking, and this was, like, after our first initial post, we're going to start a podcast. Someone sent me a message asking if they could be a guest star. And I have no idea who the fuck this person is. Okay.
Do they follow me? Like, is it, like, a mutual friend of mine?
No. My Instagram profile is on private, but it kind of depends on my mood. Like, sometimes when I look at my notifications, people that want to follow me, I'm like, absolutely fucking not. And I, like, cross them all out.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I feel nicer. And I let them slide in. And it's those moments when I have my guard down that I let these little weirdos worm their way in. And he was one of those. So honestly, I don't remember your name, but I just realized how mean I'm being. So if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry.
If he slid into your DMs after following you and not knowing you, and he messaged you to be on the podcast, 110%, he's actually listening to this for the 10th time. And he's mouthing along with it because he hasn't memorized verbatim.
You know what I just realized? Like, after bringing this up, I've never heard from him or seen anything from him. I think maybe I hit him with the block.
I hope he did.
Yeah, so maybe I need to hop onto the Diaper Dan Holes Instagram and hit him with the block there, because he's lurking in the shadows. Oh, this also... Okay, hold up. He's the one that said to me he was really looking forward to the IBS portion because he also has IBS.
You can be blunt.
Okay, I don't care. Okay, so it. This is not an IBS support group. It's not. It's not centered around IBS.
No.
Diapers and poop are funny.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're not just, like, that's not what it is.
We're not, let me hop in here really quick and just drop this bit of information that apparently is shocking to some people.
Sure.
We're not doctors.
Right.
We're not medical doctors. Let me have this sentence sink in. I'm not a doctor.
So what the fuck?
I don't message me about your actual IBS symptoms and ask me to diagnose you, because I'm not a doctor. You have to go to a doctor for that. I have it. I'll talk about when I've shit my pants on a date or something.
It was a joke.
It's a podcast about two girls that have stomach issues that are just making fun and being funny for their friends who are listening. I'm not here to diagnose your poop.
This was really important for us to cover, because we do need the poop messages to stop.
Please stop, because, okay, I actually want to show you. I'm going to pull up this guy's Instagram really quick, and I'm going to see if you recognize the name, because this guy also has been messaging me a lot about, like, the actual, like, diagnosis behind IBS, and it's starting to weird me out. And then he sent me something crazy. Do you know this guy's Instagram? Do you know this? Do you recognize this man?
No.
I was hoping that it was the guy that was messaging you, but the fact that there's multiple people out here that are so unhinged about their medical issues. This guy messages me let me read this. Okay. So excited about your IBS podcast. Been dealing with a lot of stomach issues myself and don't have anywhere to turn.
Nope.
Gonna send you a photo, wondering if you can look at it and help me.
Why?
And then guess what the photo is. Guess.
Show it to me.
Here. Dude.
I'm gonna fucking puke.
Dude.
I'm gonna fucking puke. I'm serious.
This grown man.
Take it off.
I'm sorry, hold on. Okay, let me put it away. Okay. This grown man sends me a photo.
I'm fucking nauseous right now, dude.
Of his shit. in a toilet. And this guy doesn't have IBS. This guy has something.
What was that?
This guy has something from, this guy has contracted a disease from outer space that has obliterated his bowels. Because the photo of the toilet he sent me was Green Beer Day 2013. Pure, yes, bright green, watery beer shit. Food dye beer shit in a toilet. In a white porcelain toilet. And it makes no sense, and I blocked him immediately. I can't respond to that shit.
I'm traumatized. Like, when I go see my therapist next week on my trauma chart, I'm gonna have to update it 2020 and add that fucking moment when I looked at that green poop.
And I have to send this to you because you're gonna have to show your therapist is gonna need a visual.
Yeah, actually, yeah. While we're thinking, because we're gonna forget later.
I'm just gonna go ahead and airdrop this. I'm gonna airdrop this photo to you really quick. All
right. Also, okay. Oh yeah, I got it. Okay, but what did you say back?
I sent him a link to www.google.com.
You know what you... You know what you gave him? Some resources. And we are back on the air.
And we're back on the air.
103.1, the Diaper Dandies.
That was good, dude. That was sick. That
was shit. Cabbage. It's that cabbage coming back. I mean, we just went to yoga and now we're back. And we, did you fart?
Yeah, guys, we went to yoga.
We're here again. Slamming bourbons.
Now we went to yoga. We drank the coffee, drank the cocktails, had some of the cabbage, went to yoga, came back, ate a lot more cabbage.
A lot more.
And I am on the brink of destruction.
Yeah, it's getting pretty tight. Pretty tight back there now. Tight. A lot of pressure building up in the body.
Prolapsed anus.
Something's happening. Well, we made it through yoga without farting. Although I did, I heard
a fart.
Did you hear a fart? I thought it was from Michael's corner.
Shout out to Michael Pitt. We know you fucking farted.
I'm pretty sure you farted. Didn't want to say it there. It was a small group. It was a little too intimate to bring it up. But now, in the privacy of my own home, I'm comfortable talking shit.
I will call you out on this podcast. You farted. Wasn't going to call you out because it is the holiday season.
Tis the Yule.
It was the Yule. Tis the Yule.
Yeah.
Holidays for all.
Holidays for all.
I wasn't going to call you out to your face, but I'm going to call you out right fucking now, Michael Pitt.
Yeah, we're cowards, and we know you farted. It is almost 2021. How about that segue?
Love that segue.
It's interesting, because as long and painful and horrific and traumatizing as this year has been, neither of us were arrested.
The year 2020, I think, is the first year since 2014, 2015, that one of us has not been arrested.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's something to be happy about.
That's something to praise the Lord about. Praise Yule.
Praise the Yule.
We had a real rough go for a while at getting arrested for dumb shit. Like, just having too many parking tickets and then just... Primarily having too many parking tickets, walking into the Campbell County police station to pay my parking tickets and getting arrested. So I started seeing this guy at this point, and we had been seeing each other for maybe a month, and we were hanging out all day. He had my dogs in the car, and he was always looking out for me, wanting me to better myself,
of course. Yeah,
stop being scum.
Well,
he was like, let's go down to Campbell County and you're gonna pay your parking tickets. I walk in, everything's looking good.
Today's the day.
I'm going to get all this shit taken care of. Finally, I hand my ID over to the lady. She scans it, and I hear her get on her walkie and go, like, Mike, can you come over here for a sec? Big dude with a hat comes walking in. He's like, miss, and so respectful, because, I mean...
What was about to
happen? Like, he knew that I was about to get arrested for some bullshit. Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to take a step with us outside. And I was like, are you going to arrest me? Blake, straight up. Are you going to arrest me? Yeah. He was like, do you want me to do it in here and walk you out? Or do you want me to arrest you, take you outside and handcuff you? And I was like, all right, so what's going to be less crazy for the guy I'm dating right now? To have me come out of the building in handcuffs? or for me to get handcuffed in front of him. And I don't know why I chose to get handcuffed in front of him.
What happened? He Malfunction.
I was like, dude, oh, let's go outside. Walks me outside, and I'm just staring this guy in the eyes as I'm getting handcuffed and put into a back of an SUV. So I go to jail. I'm probably in Campbell County for like 7 hours, 8 hours.
Oh, God.
And the guy that I've been seeing for 1 month has to come and bail me out of jail. This is probably the third time I've been in jail at this point. So he also contacts my father, who I rarely talk to. Right. My father shows up to the jail, has on his Keanu Reeves Matrix sunglasses.
Classic.
And there's just tears pouring out from under them.
That's right.
And he's just telling me how disappointed in me he is. And I'm just thinking in my head, I'm never going to see this guy again. I'm never going to see this guy I'm dating ever again. Right. Because he just witnessed me get arrested, bailed me out of jail, and saw my father have a mental breakdown in one day after knowing me for 1 month.
And then you guys dated for...
And we dated for 2 fucking years.
He liked what he saw.
He likes the bad girl.
There was something intriguing.
I think we should keep that, you know, no arrest momentum going into 2021.
Yeah, 2021... No arrests. We're going to be more creative.
For sure.
We got this podcast going. It's fun. We're going to start recording some videos, doing some other little creative stuff on the side.
We got that. We got music. We got Butch Pussy. You guys don't even know about Butch Pussy yet.
Y'all don't even fucking know about the band we're going to start. We don't know how to play instruments, but we're going to learn. And we're going to start a band.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, we got a lot of positivity coming into 2021.
For sure.
And with that being said, just want to say thank you to you guys. We know that you know you're mostly our friends, mm-hmm. and or people that know our friends, and it's just super cool that you would listen to us be so stupid.
It's really cool that you would waste 25, 30 minutes of your life listening to this trash. No, but really, actually, it's super cool. You guys fucking rock.
I know we talked a lot about people sliding in our DMs and how much, you know, they're creepy and stuff, but, you know, we love the people in our DMs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, slide in, leave us some messages, interact with us. We'd like to hear from you. If you guys have any ideas or anything or just some positive feedback, that'd be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God, I feel like we've been recording this forever.
Let's chop it. Let's edit it. Let's chop it and screw it.
Chopped and screwed. When I hear the words chopped and screwed, I think of Lil Wayne, which probably dates me.
Yeah, he died.
Whoa. Of what? Cancer?
You know it, girl.